Next, we are going to discuss about the papillonecrotic tuberculates. For the revision, we know that there are three types of the tuberculates depending upon the type of the lesion it produces and the site. So these are papillonecrotic tuberculate, lichen scrofulorosum, and erythema induratum of Besen. One of these is a papillonecrotic tuberculate by the name of which it shows that it produces a lesion which consists of a papule, ulcer, necrotic center with a covering crust. And it is because it is a tuberculate, so it represents a hypersensitivity reaction to Mycobacterium tuberculosis infection anywhere else in the body. Important differentials in the papillonecrotic tuberculate include pleura, lymphomatoid papillosis, leukocytoclastic vasculitis, and prurigo nodularis down the list. But if we narrow it down to only three differentials, our top three differentials should be papillonecrotic tuberculate, pleura, and lymphomatoid papillosis. So whenever we see any kind of a papillonecrotic type of a lesion or shallow ulcers which are covering crust, which can be hemorrhagic, our top three differentials would be these. To discuss about the examination scheme, mostly our command would be to examine the limbs and do the relevant examination. It can be either lower limbs or upper limbs. So our examination scheme would be the same, because if we are asked to examine the lower limbs, then we are definitely going to examine the upper limbs and vice versa. So our examination should begin from the legs or the upper limb, and then we'll proceed to complete our relevant examination. Beginning with inspection, first with a torch and then with a hand lens, we are going to inspect that what is the basic type of the lesion, which would be dusky red papules. They can be either papules or shallow ulcers having a necrotic base covered with a crust, and it will heal with varioliform scarring. So there will be intervening areas of the active lesions and healed scars. In between these lesions, there will be post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation which shows previous lesions. In the inspection, we are going to see the type of the lesion, extent, bilateral, symmetrical or not. And in the palpation, we are going to complete the rest of the examination of the concerned region. Our extent of the examination should be starting from the foot, both dorsal and the plantar aspects, shin, posterior calf, thighs, and buttocks. Similarly, in the hands, we are going to start with the examination of the hand and then proceed proximally. While examining, we should never forget to examine the nails and the nail folds to see any changes which can be seen in the other differentials, that leukocytoplastic vasculitis, which may show the presence of nail fold erythema or infarcts. In the palpation, we are going to start with a temperature gradient, first on the unaffected side and then on the affected side. It should be warm in the vasculitis, more on the dependent parts, where it can be normal in case of a pleura, but they can be warm as well. Then we are going to examine the type of the lesion, what is the surface, if there is a crust or scale, we are going to remove with the help of a tongue depressor, but after asking for the permission. Then we are going to measure the size of the largest and smallest lesion. We should never forget about the dioscopy of these lesions, keeping in mind the vasculitis. Checking for the pedal edema, pulses, the temperature of the peripheries, checking the soles, interdigital spaces. Then tenderness should also be checked, which should be positive in case of pleura and lymphomatoid papillosis. Other than pedal edema, we should also look for the livedo reticularis if present and the extent for leukocytoclastic vasculitis. Dioscopy of the lesions should be done. Then in the relevant examination, we should start with the examination of the lymph nodes and auscultation of the chest for tuberculate, because we know there may be some evidence of the underlying Mycobacterium tuberculosis infection. Examination of the oral cavity and the genitalia should be done to determine any signs of the pre-existing infections, mostly which triggers pleura or lymphomatoid papillosis. Other than this, joint examination should not be missed in case of a vasculitis. Palpation of the liver spleen for Mycobacterium tuberculosis infection and lymphomatoid papillosis.